Good morning, everyone. May the blessing and the peace from God to each one of you. It's to the week we are going to use English as a message. I need to turn this on. Okay. Thank you. And before we started, should we have about 15-20 seconds and we'll say hello to the people just sit right next to you? We haven't done that for a while. And can we do that? Okay, we will have plenty of time after worship, so let's bow our hand and pray first. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We can come here to worship you. Yes, in our hearts, probably we have so many things we don't understand or we is above our comprehension. But today we ask you, you will remove the stone from our heart. So that we can see you. So that we can understand you. And most of all, we can become the children of God. Open our eyes today. So that we can see you. Quicken our spirits so that we can understand you. We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Tuesday morning, the Lord gave me this story from John chapter 11.
今天早晨, 主把约翰福音11章的话给我。
And I quickly wrote it down, the Lord wanted me to say.
我把主要我所说的快快写下来。
Afterward, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, if you want me to say this message, could you give me the sign or anything can prove this is the message you want me to deliver today?
然后我就向主祷告, 求主给我一个兆头, 叫我真知道这是主要我传的信息。
While I'm praying, phone rang.
当我祷告的时候, 电话响了。
I don't have time to answer the phone.
我没时间回电话。
Later on, I check the voicemail.
在那个,
And there is a voice say, our dear sister Michelle has gone with the Lord.
那个留言就是我们亲爱的姊妹 Michelle 已经与主同在了。
So let's all learn together from this parable, not parable, this is the story.
这实在是一个故事,这不是一个比喻。
And the title I'm going to say for today's message is Take Away the Stone.
今天我信息的题目是把石头挪开。
And this is from John 11, first part of 39, verse 39.
这是在约翰福音19章39节第一部分。
And this is this is Jesus said, take out the stone.
主耶稣说把石头挪开。
Probably you are quite familiar with this story.
你可能很熟悉这个故事。
And Jesus returned to Judea to raise Lazarus.
主耶稣回到犹大地, 叫拉撒路从死里复活。
And John recorded this is probably the most touching story in all the gospel accounts.
在整本福音里，这可能是一个最感人的故事。
While Jesus he was in Perea, and he learned that his friend Lazarus was seriously ill.
当主耶稣知道他的朋友 拉撒路病得快要死了。
And this is quite a way from Jesus where he are located.
离主耶稣所在的地方有一段路。
Because of Lazarus, they live in Bethany.
因为, 拉撒路坐在伯利恒,
and this is about 2 miles away from Jerusalem.
离耶路撒冷约有2英里。
If you have a map, probably you can see Jesus' location at that time was in north part of Dead Sea.
如果你有一幅地图的话，你可以看见主耶稣所在的地方大概在死海的北边。
But Jerusalem and Bethany probably in the west side of the Dead Sea.
耶路撒冷和伯大尼是在死海的西边。
Yes, it will take some days to get there.
需要几天才能到。
And Jesus, of course, he wanted to be with Lazarus.
主耶稣当然愿意与拉撒路在一起。
Despite his disciple was kind of fearful because if Jesus he went back, probably he will be stoned.
但是门徒有考虑，他们怕主耶稣回去的话会被石头打。
Because if you read chapter 10, you will see that happen before.
如果你读过第十章的话，你就知道这样的事实在发生过。
And knowing that Lazarus has died,
知道拉撒路已经睡了。
Jesus immediately set for Bethany.
主耶稣到了伯大尼。
And this is quite strange. Why you need to wait that long?
这很奇怪, 就主耶稣为什么要等?
And then following the story, probably you will see Lazarus' sister and Martha and Mary, and they came out with tears.
也知道说, 那个拉撒路的姊妹玛大玛利亚他们来接主耶稣，他们带着眼泪。
Yes, when they saw Jesus, they said, "Oh, you're too late. This person's gone. My brother's gone."
他们心里也许就在说，主来的太晚了。
And of course, we know what Jesus has done to this family.
我们知道主耶稣在这个家所行的事。
So today, I'd like to divide this story as 3 parts.
今天我想把这个故事分作3个部分。
And the first part I want to mention is there is a stony heart mentioned.
第一部分是石头的心。
And that's from the first part, chapter 11, verse 3 through 37.
这是从11章3到37节。
The stony heart.
石头的心。
And then we are going to see this very, very effective calling.
然后我们就看见一个有效力的呼召。
Yes, this calling is very powerful.
是非常有能力的。
And just like the title, take away the stone.
就像这个信息的题目, 把石头挪开。
And then we'll go get into the third part for today's message.
第三个部分。
We're going to see the glory of God.
看见神的荣耀。
Okay. Maybe in our heart we have lots and lots of questions.
在我们心里也许有许多许多的问题。
And if you look at dictionary, I checked into the dictionary, Webster dictionary. Stony heart has so many meanings.
如果你查字典的话，你会发现那个石头的心有很多的含义。
There's a meaning called fearfully gripping.
有一个含义就是害怕的捉着。Yes.
There is the person Lazarus, and he got very, very sick.
当拉撒路病得很厉害的时候,
so his sister sent someone to see Jesus, say, the one you love is sick.
她姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
Of course, probably you will see these two sisters probably very, very worried about.
你可以知道说这两个姐妹她们非常的担心。
But do you see what Jesus said? On the other side, on the other hand, you will see what Jesus' response.
在另一边，你可以看见主耶稣的反应。
He said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it."
主耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
Sometimes, if in the man's logic, probably this is not quite understandable.
一边是人的逻辑，真的很难理解。And
the other side, you see, is a Jesus answer.
在另一边是主耶稣的回答。Yes,
this is the fearfully gripping.
这是石头的心第一个含义，就是害怕的捉着。
Another fearful gripping.
另外一个,
from disciple.
乃是从门徒的角度,
this disciple called Thomas.
这个门徒叫迪图马,
also he called Didymus.
叫多马, 又称为迪图,
and he said to the rest of the disciples,
就对那同坐门徒的说,
let us go, also go that we may die with him.
我们也去和他同死吧。
Do you remember that I mentioned that in chapter 10? The people tried to stone Jesus.
你们记得在第十章有人拿石头要打耶稣?
Not because he had done something wrong.
不是因为他做错了什么?
Because he just revealed he is Christ, he is God.
因为主耶稣显明他是基督, 他是神的儿子。
Now Jesus is away from all the crowd.
现在主耶稣不在人群的当中。
Now they need to go back to Judea area.
但是他们又要回到犹大地区。
And Thomas said, Lord, do you know this is how dangerous? You go back to Jerusalem area and to Bethany.
多马就提醒主说,主,你知道回去是多么的危险吗?
Of course, later on, probably you know Thomas, and he's a doubting one. He said, Lord, unless I touch your the piercing mark, otherwise I'm not going to recognize you as the Lord.
我们大家可能都知道多马是一个多疑的人，他曾经说过，除非我把指头探入那钉子，我总不信。
His name probably can reflect it.
他的名字可能也许把他表明出来。
Look at this, Didymus.
他的名字叫迪图马。
Original meaning is being is a twin or is a the way they are double thinking.
他的含义里面有一个含义是双生子，或者说就是说有两个心意。
So he need to make things very clear, otherwise he will not do something or miss something.
所以他凡事都要弄得非常清楚才能做决定。
Yes, here he has the fearful gripping in his heart.
所以他的心里很害怕，他要抓住一件事。
Do you know after all this event over, what did Jesus say?
你知道这些事以后，主耶稣说什么？
Jesus said to them, take up the gray cloth and let him go.
主耶稣对他们说,解开,叫他走。
The other sign, he said, let's go and we may die with him.
多马这边他说,让我们也去与他同死吧。
But the other sign, he said, take up the gray cloth and let him go.
但是主耶稣却说,解开,叫他走。
So you see men and the God's logic, it seems totally different.
在这边你看见人的逻辑和神的旨意有多么不同。
Continue, we see what's the stony heart's meaning in
这个石头的心还有一个含义,
insensitive to feeling,
就是感觉不灵敏。
When disciples heard about the news,
当他们听见门徒听见这个消息,
Lazarus was sick.
拉撒路病了。
The disciple replied and said, well, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better.
他们说,主啊,他若病了,
oh, if he can sleep, probably he will be fine.
如果他能睡的话,
but do you know what Jesus said to a disciple?
你知道主怎么说吗?
Jesus told them plainly.
主耶稣就明白告诉他们,
Lazarus is dead.
拉撒路死了。
Jesus, he knew.
主耶稣知道。
He knew Lazarus is dead.
他知道拉撒路已经死了。
But still he doesn't have any action yet.
但他还是没有行动。
Insensitive to feeling.
是不敏感。
Another explanation of stony heart is abounding in stone.
这个词还有一个含义就是说有很多的石头。
Look at when Jesus showed up near the village. There are two sisters. They saw Jesus in different time.
靠近村庄的时候,马大玛利亚在不同的时候遇见主。
They all start from this sentence. Lord, if he had been here, my brother would not have died.
他们都对主这样说,主啊,你若早在这里,我兄弟必不死。
Both of them believe it's too late.
他们都觉得是太晚了。
Lazarus is dead.
拉撒路已经死了。
Lord, you are too late.
主你太迟了。
And probably you don't understand if once he's dead and that's it.
可能你不知道，一旦他死了，那就结束了。
Do you know how Jesus replied?
你知道主的回答吗？
Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again."
主耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。
And this is to Martha.
这是对马大所说的。
And how about to Mary?
对玛利亚呢？
Where have you laid him?
你们把他安放在哪里？
If he is dead, why he care about where you laid him?
如果他已经死了，为什么主耶稣关心说他安放在哪里？
There is a custom in, at that time.
那时候那里有一个风俗。
The people, they don't dig the hole to bury the dead.
他们埋葬人不是说挖一个坑把人放在里面。
They put the dead in the cave.
他们是放在一个洞里面。
Because at that temperature or atmosphere, is the body would decay very fast.
在那里的气候环境里面，这个尸体腐烂的非常慢。
Very fast. Very fast.
非常快。
So they quickly, when the person died, they will wrap him up and then put it in the cave.
当这个人死的时候，他们就很快把它包起来，把它放在洞里。
And then put a big stone outside of the cave.
然后就放一块大石头堵住这个洞口。
After several months,
几个月后。
And they will get in and probably they will collect all the bones and put it in the, it's a vase or urn, and then put it aside.
可能就是过几个月再进去，然后就把这个骨头可能收在一个罐子里或者其他的容器里。
And this cave will be reusable for the next one.
下次还可以再用。
So apparently Jesus is going to do something. So he said, "Where have you laid him?"
主耶稣在这里就问说，你们把他放在哪里？
Even though these two sisters' heart probably they have a lot of doubts.
尽管在这两姐妹心中有许多的疑问。
And these doubts all belong to the stony heart.
这些疑问都是从一个石头的心里面来。
Even though they know Jesus for a while.
虽然他们知道已经认识主有一些日子了。
And you can see the conversation between Jesus and these two sisters.
你可以看见主耶稣和这两姐妹的对答。
Yes, you are living God. You are the Son of God.
你是永生神，你是神的儿子。
But you are too late, Lord. If you had been here, my brother would not have died.
但你来得太迟了。如果你早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
And now everything is over.
但现在一切都结束了。
I look at Jesus' replied.
看主的回答。
Another meaning of what another abounding in stone is.
这里说很多的石头还有一个含义。
The Jews, from the Jews.
乃是指着这些犹太人来说的。
Apparently they are friends of Mary and Martha.
他们可能是马大玛利亚的朋友。
They have a doubt. They say, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?
他们就说他既然开了这瞎子的眼睛，岂不能叫这人不死吗？
Could not he?
岂不能叫这人不死吗？
But kept this man from dying, but right now he is dead. It's too late.
但是现在这人已经死了，所以说就太晚了。
Again, this heart has an abundance of stones.
我们看见心里有很多的石头。
But you know what Jesus said?
你知道主怎么回答？
Take away the stone.
你们把石头挪开。
Take away the stone.
把石头挪开。
The next meaning for stony heart.
还有一个含义。
Is manifesting no reaction.
就是没有行动。
Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
马大说我知道末日复活的时候他必复活。
Yes, I learned that, but in my knowledge, yes, in the future.
马大在头脑上他说我知道将来他要复活。
But won't be right now.
但现在什么也不能做了。
But do you know what Jesus said?
主耶稣怎样回答呢？
I am the resurrection and the life.
主耶稣对他说复活在我，生命也在我。
He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。你信这话吗？
So that's all the stony heart.
这是我们看见许多石头心的图画。
And we still can see a lot of conversation. I can show you many, many verses and their conversation is all different. Man and the Jesus are all different.
你看，我们可以看见很多很多的对话，是人和主耶稣的对话，他们都好像有点不一样。
Martha said, "But Lord, how can you do this?"
有人说，主你怎么能这么做？
And the Jesus said, "Did I not tell you?"
主耶稣说，我不是告诉过你们吗？
That's in the verse 39 and 40.
在三十九节、四十节。
And another contract is all the people they are weeping.
那里许多人都在那里哭泣。
And verse 35 says Jesus wept.
三十五节说耶稣哭了。
Are they weeping the same thing?
他们哭的是同一件事吗？
Apparently not.
当然不是。
On one side, all the people, including Mary and Martha, probably they are crying for. They lost their dear brother.
在这边，这许多的人，包括马大、玛利亚，他们是为了这死亡的这个拉撒路而哭。
But Jesus wept. Probably he was weeping of all the people why they do not believe.
但是主耶稣所哭的乃是这许多人他们心中的不信。
Or maybe they don't understand.
他们不明白。
Even though he tried. To explain to them, but they don't understand.
尽管主向他们说话，他们仍然不明白。
And also, verse 39 and 43, just a very different contrast.
三十九节和四十三节好像是一个极大的不同。
And people will say, "He has been there for 4 days, all decayed, and has an odor."
一边他们说他现在必是臭了，因为已经死了四天了。
But you know what Jesus said?
主怎么说呢?
When the stone removed, he said, "Lazarus, come out with a loud voice."
当石头挪开，主耶稣就大声呼叫说，拉撒路出来。
Apparently, God has a different redemption plan.
神救赎的计划与我们所想是不同的。
Men are limited, yes, we are limited in all this environment and there's a laws we just have to follow.
这里在人活在这个世上，知道自己有很多的限制。当失去的时候，他们知道那是一个律。
Yes, when we get sick and if we don't we didn't get any better, yes, eventually we'll pass away.
如果你病了又没有好起来，那当然最后就是死亡。
But on the other side, Jesus said, "I'm the resurrection, I'm the life."
但是另一边主耶稣说我就是复活我就是生命。
How can these two match?
这两件事能放在一起吗？
Let's consider and the second part of this message is called effective calling.
那我们看这个信息第二部分有效的呼召。
Take away the stone, that's what Jesus said.
把石头挪开这是主耶稣所说的。
Otherwise we will never be in his in his plan or in his
不然我们永远没有办法在他的计划里面。
Of course we need to go through today if we want to know the God's plan we need to go through the work of the Spirit God's Spirit
今天我们若是要明白神的计划我们一定要借着神的圣灵。
If you would let's read 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 8 and 9
让我们一同读提摩太后书一章八到九节。
Can we read together?
我们一起来读。
You can use English or Chinese either way.
中文或者英文一起来读。
The power of God who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. Yes, before the beginning of time, He already called us.
在万古之前他已经召了我们。
I think all of us today we are here we already heard this calling.
我知道今天我们在这里的人我们乃是听见那呼召。
Even some of the versions say this call is a holy call.
这些圣经告诉我们，这是乃是一个圣召。
Yes, we become a Christian. This is not just by incident or accident.
我们成为基督徒并不是偶然的。
But because He called us, He called every one of us.
乃是他召了我们，他召了我们每一位。
This is the God's the Spirit.
乃是神的灵。
So we can understand His calling.
叫我们能够明白他的呼召。
Second one is this effective calling will convince us of our sin and misery.
这个呼召能叫我们能够知道我们里面的罪。
And this is from Book of Acts chapter 2 verse 37.
使徒行传二章三十七节。
Can you just open the Bible?
我们可以翻到打开圣经。
The Book of Acts chapter 2 verse 37.
使徒行传二章三十七节。
You know, before that, Peter and other disciples, they tried to preach to lots of people, at least 3,000.
彼得和其他门徒他们传福音，至少有三千人信了。
Because right after this, there are 3,000 were added to their number.And they are baptized.
那里第二章说那一天门徒添了约三千人。
So this is a very powerful calling.
这是一个非常有能力的呼召。
Especially the verse 37, you will see when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and say to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what should we do?
因为三十七节说，众人听见这话就觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？
Yes.When they take away the stone, they heard about this holy calling.
当石头被挪开，当圣召被听见。
And people heard all this message, they were cut to the heart.
人就会觉得扎心。
And they asked Peter and other apostles, said, Brother, what should we do?
他们就问彼得和其他的使徒，弟兄们，我们当如何行？
Verse 38, Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins.
38节彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Yes, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Yes, he just translated. So this is very important, repent and be baptized.
所以你们要悔改受浸。
In the name of Jesus Christ,
奉主耶稣基督的名。
He will forgive your sins.
你们的罪必得赦免。
So this is the second things I can tell you. This is very effective calling.
对，这是我要向你们所分享的，这是一个非常有效的呼召。
Another very effective calling is He is going to enlighten our minds.In the knowledge of Christ.
这个呼召也是叫我们的心窍被打开，叫我们能够认识基督。
And can we read together this Acts 26:18?
让我们一起读使徒行传二十六章十八节。
To open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.Okay, here is two things. One is to open their eyes.
一个乃是叫眼睛得开。
And turn them from darkness to light.
从黑暗中归向光明。
Lazarus in the tomb probably is very dark.
可能在墓里那实在是很黑暗的地方。
And Mary and Martha in the house probably they're all in the dark. What happened?
当大玛利亚在他们自己家中的时候，可能他们心里也是非常的黑暗，他们不知道究竟发生的是什么事。
Or what happened to Jesus?
或者不知道说耶稣有什么事。
And why he cannot do something before my brother died?
为什么耶稣不能在拉撒路死以前做什么事情？
But again, we see this very powerful calling, take away the stone.
但是我们会听见这个有能力的呼召，把石头挪开。
After the stone being removed, we will see our mind will be enlightened in the knowledge of Christ.
当石头被挪开的时候，我们的心窍也被打开。
Another one is renewing our hearts.
还有一件事就是叫我们的心更新。
After this effective calling.
因着这有效的呼召,
after we take away the stone.
当石头被挪开,
let's read this Ezekiel 11:19 together.
以西结11章,
I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. I will remove from them their heart of stone. Yes, there is a the heart of stone.
是有一个石心要被除去.
And will give them a heart of flesh.
给他们一个新的肉心.
This is the Lord through Ezekiel want to talk to his people.
这是神借着先知以西结向他的百姓所说的话.
Yes, today he is going to put a new spirit in your heart.
今天他要把一个心灵放在我们里面.
And my heart too.
也是我的里面.
So this powerful calling is going to renew our hearts.
这个有效的呼召乃是要叫我们的心来更新.
Another point is it's going to use this effective calling to persuade and enable us to impress Jesus Christ.
这个目的乃是叫我们归向耶稣基督.
And from John 6:44, it says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day.
如果是差我来的父吸引人，就没有人能到我这里来。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
I will raise him up.
我要叫他复活。
This effective calling is going to persuade and enable us to embrace Jesus Christ.
这有效的呼召乃是叫我们归向基督。
So all we learned is 5 points about this effective calling.
我们这里所分享的关于这有效的呼召。
There is a picture we can probably can help us to understand.
可能有一幅图画能够帮助我们来明白.
Probably you heard about Jesus story many times.
你可能听过主耶稣的故事很多次了.
But many times, probably just like this picture.
很多时候就像这幅图画.
It's calling only. And gospel from in one ear you heard it, and the other side out the other side, and one side in and one side out.
这个呼召就从一只耳朵进去，然后从一只耳朵出去.
So this shorty, this person, you can see his mouth probably still very unhappy. No answer.
血气的人不明白圣灵的事.
Because so many things we don't understand why. Why did it happen? Why could he do something?
Why 他为什么不能做什么事?
1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural man received not the things of the Spirit. So what should we do?
那我们该怎么做呢?
To respond to this effective calling.
让我们回应这有效的呼召.
Oh, there is a way.
When you heard
the gospel, hopefully it will go to your heart.
So here is
1 Corinthians 2:10 says, but God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. So I hope today the message you heard from the gospel or from the Bible, everything will go into your heart. Otherwise, this calling will be just like the first person.
不然就像第一幅图画.
Second one, you see his face changed.
第二个人你看见他的脸改变了.
First one probably still very upset.
第一个人你看见他仍然在悲伤的里面.
Yesterday, I received a phone call.
昨天我收到一个电话.
It's my good friend.
是一个好朋友,
about my age,
跟我差不多大,
and he told me, Robert, do you know I got a cancer?
他跟我说, Robert, 我得了癌症.
But his voice is different. He told me, well, right now I only work half day.
但他的声调听起来不一样, 他跟我说他现在只工作半天.
And after lunch, I take a nap.
午饭之后我就睡一觉.
After take a nap, I do exercise.
睡觉之后我就锻炼.
And I regularly see the doctor.
我经常去看医生。
And everything I should take care of, I've all been taken care of.
所有该做的我都做了。
I don't know why this still happens.
我不知道说为什么还是这样的事还是会发生在我身上。
Fortunately, this friend, he's a saved brother. He already saved.
但是感谢主，他是已经得救了。 So
all in all, he shared with me is, Robert, we cannot boast in ourselves at all.
所以他想要跟我分享，确实是说我没有一个人能够自夸。Every
day we live is all under the mercy of God.
我每一天所过的日子都乃是主耶稣的恩赐。I
say Amen.
我说阿们。
Yes, every day we receive the grace from Him.
每一天我们都从他得恩典。I
say I'll pray for you for your surgery.
我就对他说，我为你祷告，为你的手术祷告。Okay,
after that, we'll see the glory of God.
之后我们就要看见神的荣耀。From
this Lazarus story, that's what we see toward the end.
从拉撒路的故事里面，我们可以看见。
The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with stripes of linen, and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, Take up the grave clothes and let him go.
那死人就出来了，手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他们说，解开，叫他走。
Yes, many things probably are wrapping us so that we cannot come out.
可能有许多的事情裹住我们，叫我们出不来。Maybe
it's a stony heart.
可能是石头的心。
Or maybe in some other reason we cannot come out.
也可能其他的原因叫我们出不来。
But after this effective calling,
但是因着神有效的呼召,
take away the stone,
挪开石头,
and this dead man can come out.
叫死人能够出来。
Another thing we can see the glory of God is,
我们从这里可以看见神的荣耀。
So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked up and said,
就是举目望天说,
Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me.
父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我，我也知道你常听我。
But I say this for the benefit of the people standing here.
但我说这话是为这位站着的众人。
That they may believe that you sent me.
叫他们信是你差了我来。
So all the purpose of this to benefit the people.
这一切都是为着众人。
Sometimes we are very hard to understand.
有时候我们很难理解。
Do you remember Wednesday night, Pastor Xu shared something about?
你记得星期三晚上，徐牧师他分享的吗？
He shared about we all have a role.
我们都有一个角色。
Of course, we see probably this role is not what we like to have.
这个角色不一定是你所喜欢的。
Who is going to take the role for getting the cancer?
谁会选一个得癌症的角色呢？
Or who is going to take a role of had a car accident?
谁会选一个车祸的角色呢？
Would you like to raise your hand?
有人愿意举手吗？
No, not me. I'm not going to take that kind of role.
我不愿意那样的角色。
But sometimes God gave us some sufferings.
但是有的时候神给我们一些患难。
Sometimes we feel like that's very painful.
对我们来说很大的痛苦。
But all this is that's a role that God wants us to play.
但是那乃是神给我们的一个角色。
And this role is going to be just like the drama we play for the angels and all the world and all the people will see.
因为我们乃是一台戏给天使和世人观看。
Yes, we can curse and we can do anything and say, God, you're not fair, you're not good God.
我们可以咒诅，我们可以抱怨神不公平。
But on the other hand, if we can do something still praising Him, we still believe in Him, we still following Him.
但是我们若是仍然相信，若是我们仍然赞美，若是我们仍然跟随。
Oh, this is going to be very powerful.
那乃是一个大的能力。
God is going to go through you to have an effective calling to other people.
神就借着你把这个有效的呼召传递给别人。
Not only benefit individually,
不光是一个人得益处,
but it's going to benefit the entire church.
乃是叫整个教会都得益处。
Do you know what the most significant God has done?
你知道神做的最大的事是什么吗?
Through his son Jesus Christ.
借着他的儿子耶稣基督,
died on the cross.
死在十字架上,
buried.
埋葬,
and the third day he resurrected.
第三日复活,
and this is the most miracle he has done.
这是神所行最大的神迹,
he conquered death. 他胜过死亡, afterward he ascended to heaven.
然后升天,
and he is sent down all the Holy Spirit to teach you and me.
降下圣灵来教导你跟我,
so that we can understand his will, his purpose.
叫我们能够明白他的旨意,
yes, one day he's coming back again.
有一天他要再来,
have we had any response to this effective calling?
我们心中对这样的呼召有什么回应吗?
Or many times we just hear from one side and then go out from the other side.
很多时我们确实一边听见,
and never drop into your heart.
从来没有落在我们的心里,
or maybe our heart just like a rocky ground, all the seeds cannot grow.
也许你的心就像一个石头地, 那个种子不能够长出来,
or maybe just grow a little bit when the sun comes out and the plant dies.
也许不过暂时心里欢喜, 过一下太阳出来就有枯干了,
because there is no root,
因为没有根,
because this is the rocky ground,
因为是石头地.
So Jesus said, take out the stone.
也主耶稣说把石头挪开,
stony heart has so many meanings.
石头的心有许多的含义.
Sometimes it's we no reaction at all.
有时候就是说我们没有回应.
Or sometimes it's full of stones.
有时候就是指很多很多的石头.
Or maybe sometimes it's just insensitive to feeling.
有时候就是我们没有感觉.
Or sometimes simply just fearfully gripping.
有时候我们害怕要抓住某一件事物.
But God has a wonderful purpose.
但是神有美好的旨意.
Want us to see the glory of God.
是要叫我们看见神的荣耀.
So therefore, many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did put their faith in him.
那些来看玛利亚的犹太人见了耶稣所做的事就多有信他的.
How can Michelle like that song we just sing, the stream of praise?
Michelle她非常喜欢我们所唱的那首赞美之泉.
If I lay on the bed for 4 years, probably it's evaporated. What's the praise? It's gone.
不过我在床上躺了四年的话，也许我的赞美就都蒸发掉了.
But she liked that song. Do you remember?
但她喜欢那首诗歌,
the streams of praise.
赞美之泉.
The stream of praise. One is a spring and one is a stream. It's different. One is spring from.
两首诗歌.
No, it's one song, but different words.
溪流河流.
And one is a spring.
一个是泉,
一个是溪, it's different. It's different. She had that kind of heart come from her.
她有那样的一个心.
We are believing in him in different dimensions.
我们信他是从不一样的角度.
Yes, you say, oh, he's a good teacher. Jesus is a good teacher.
如果你信他只是一个好的老师,
oh, probably he's a very very high moral standard person.
也许他是一个有很高道德标准的人.
Or maybe you say, oh, maybe he will kind of help us when just whenever I need something, probably he will give it to me.
也许就是说我需要帮助的时候，也许他能帮我.
But through this instance, we know God wants us to know him in different dimensions.
但是借着这些的事，我们知道说神叫我们所认识他的是不同的.
First of all, we need to hear this effective calling.
首先我们就是要听见神有效的呼召.
Take away the stone.
挪开石头.
Otherwise, we can never understand. We can never see him.
不然我们永远也没有办法明白，我们永远也没有办法看见.
Sometimes our heart is like a background, is a huge stone covered.
我们很多时候心就像那个图画上面都是石头.
But one day, when the Lord take away the stone, we can see him.
但有一天主说话挪开石头,
we see he is a resurrection.
你要看见复活,
he is alive.
看见生命,
for those believe in him will never die.
信他的人必永远不死.
Do you believe this?
你相信这话吗?
Let's bow our hand and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Oh, dear Lord,
亲爱的主,
we heard this story many times.
我们听过这故事许多次。
Sometimes we feel like your answer to those people doesn't make sense.
有时候我们觉得你对那众人的回答好像不能够理解。
Just like first time when we heard about this gospel, we say, there's no way.
就像很多时候我们第一次听见福音，我觉得说怎么会是这样。
But when you call us with this effective calling,
但是你用这有效的呼召来召我们，
take away the stone,
挪开石头，
and we can come out,
叫我们能出来，
we can see you,
叫我们看见你，
we can see the light,
叫我们看见光，
we can see you are the resurrection, you are the life,
叫我们看见你是复活，你是生命。
Lord, change our stony heart,
主啊，改变我们这石头的心。
Become the heart with the new spirit.
给我们一个心，有你的心灵。
So we can understand you.
叫我们能明白你。
We can understand your will and purpose.
叫我们明白你的旨意。
You have the role for everyone to play.
你给我们每一个人都有一个角色。
And Lord, if we don't have a role today, we need to have a role.
如果我们今天还没有主啊，我们向你祈求。
We need to come to you and say, Lord, we are here.
我们主，我们来到你的面前说，主啊，我在这里。
Yes, some roles are not easy to play.
有的角色实在不容易。
And we like to have some role we like to play, but it seems that we don't have it.
我们希望选自己的角色，但我们没有得到。
And Lord, we know if we are faithful before you.
但主，我们知道，若我们在你面前忠心，
we'll see your glory.
我们会看见你的荣耀。
Your glory was shown through us.
你的荣耀也会从我们身上发出去。
May your name be praised.
愿你的名得称颂。
Amen.
Amen.